In 2004, America celebrated the bicentennial of Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery mission to the West. At the start of the 19th century, the Missouri River was center stage in an age of discovery. By the start of the 21st century, the river was in an age of discontent. Riverboat companies, environmentalists, Indian tribes, and state governments were deadlocked in legal battles over water releases. Paul Davis's shipping terminal in Boonville, Missouri, has been around for 36 years. In 2004, he watched two major shippers call it quits. One of them, Blasky Marine, was a family venture.
And Blasky had been in the towboat business in the Missouri River for as long as I can recall, and business just got too tough for them, so they just gave it up. And that's what really was the beginning of the end in our involvement with barges, at least for the time being.
Industry watchers say the riverboats have been clanging their death knell for a long time. In 1977, barges carried just over 3 million tons of cargo. Since then, floods, droughts, and market forces have cut barge shipments by two-thirds. Chad Smith is with the environmental group American Rivers in Lincoln, Nebraska.
They don't move a lot of tons, and you know, agriculture basically dictates that grain moves the market by truck and rail. Everybody agrees those numbers don't lie.
But everyone doesn't agree. Paul Rohde is with the national shipping advocacy group Waterways Council Incorporated.
People say barge traffic is dying on the Missouri. That's not true. Barge traffic is being killed by the way the Missouri River is managed right now.
Rohde blames the industry's woes on the Army Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that regulates the Missouri River. In May 2006, the Corps released more water than usual from a South Dakota reservoir. The rise was meant to tell an endangered fish, the pallid sturgeon, to spawn. Rohde says that artificial rise in the spring later lowered the river's depth in the summer. He says unpredictable flows kept shippers from carrying a lot of freight and making long-term plans.
The levels could be managed much better. We don't need a spring rise. We need water down here in August and September. Barge traffic has been cut short by leaps and bounds over the past few years, in part because of the spring rise issue.
How short? Despite heavy rains earlier this year, the Corps plans to shorten the navigation season by at least 45 days. That means shippers who normally finish in December will be lucky to still be hauling by Halloween. But there's only so much water that can be released from upstream reservoirs, and the Corps stands by its decision to raise the river. Spokesman Paul Johnston says biologists are encouraged by the data they're seeing on the pallid sturgeon, and he says the man-made flood pulses are minor.
They're certainly not aggressive, at least in our perspective. I know that there are people who think that it's too much too soon. But if we don't do anything, then we certainly will not have any data to back up any decisions.
Historically, the Corps' decisions tended to favor riverboats, especially in the 1930s, when the Corps turned 735 miles of the Missouri into a shipping channel. American Rivers' Chad Smith says while that was viewed as the best course for the river then, it's time to set a new one.
It's now the year 2007, and I think our hopes and dreams have changed. And it's probably time for Congress to go back and see what's happening in this basin with market forces in agriculture and a lot of these big drivers that put pressure on the way we use and manage the Missouri now, and see if there are things we need to do differently.
Smith suggests some of those uses of the Missouri River might be changing soon. With their balance sheets already razor thin, barge operators worry those changes might sink them. For the Environment Report, I'm Kevin Lavery.